Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Hooters bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being with me. I hope you check out my website when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your business, whether you're starting it, running it, or trying to get rid of it. We got something that we've covered there on our website. We've either written or said. There's also video there. You can check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take the poll question on the homepage. I don't know what else we can do for you there, folks. We can't eat anything there, but we're working on that. 17 till. Thanks for being with us. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's senior partner at Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions that Sam produces every month. Sam, thanks again for joining us and bringing us your hot off the presses information. Order backlogs, or as I like to say, sales pipeline. What does that look like?
Exactly. You know, if orders for future sales come in that are more this month than the prior month, then if orders come in and shipments don't keep up with the orders as much as the prior month, then the order backlog is the difference between orders received and orders shipped. So, and that's not just manufacturing. This is services delivered as well. Mm-hmm. We like to see that go up. It's the best indicator we have of what's in the pipeline to be delivered, either physically or in services. And in the past 30 days, it took a great climb, and it was very, very strong in the order backlogs, orders received minus the orders shipped or delivered. And so that's very, very encouraging. You look out for the next 60 days, we're a little more wary about that, kind of flat with this current month. But this current month, looking at the past 30 days, is as strong as it has been all year, looking back in the strong period of the spring last year. Mm-hmm. And so it's very encouraging for us.
Well, that is good news. And, of course, we all know that, as one of my mentors once said to me many decades ago, Sam, sales cures all ills.
Yep. happiness is a positive sales curve and positive cash flow.
That's exactly right. Capital expenditures and commitments, how's that looking?
Well, they're up. But not strongly up. We're here. We're a little bit wary. It still looks a little risky overall and looking out. So you make your capital expenditures when you feel more confident about the future. And what we're seeing is that we're getting strong, real experience. We're still a little wary about the future. So the capital expenditures commitments are just...
Sam,
up a little bit in the past 30 days.
Is this total dollars or is this transactions?
This is commitments.
Okay.
And we don't define it in terms of numbers of commitments versus dollars of commitments. We say, in our questions, we ask, were capital expenditure commitments stronger, weaker, or about the same during the past 30 mm-hmm. days, and stronger, weaker, or the same in the looking in the next 60 days? And so it's not precisely quantified, but you get the drift, and we see, because we go back to the same people month after month,
right?
And have for the past 10 years essentially the same audience.
But see, I'm seeing the same kind of response from the NFIB survey that we'll do next week, with Bill Dunkelberg and. Huh? And I would have thought by now, 3 years plus since the meltdown, since the beginning of the recession, I would have thought that we would have seen more just through obsolescence and collapse of you know or whatever the devices or software, the computers, whatever, just actually being so out of date and worn out. I would have thought we would have seen more, but there has never. I don't think there's been any kind of a spike over any period of time in the last 3 years in capital expenditures. What do you think,
Jim? There's still plenty of slack in the manufacturing capacity, and we attribute this in part to great improvements in productivity.
Yeah.
So with the same, effectively the same, let's say, factory or capacity to deliver services, we're so much more efficient now than we were several years ago that our increases in efficiency are offsetting the increased demand as we work our way ever so slowly but out of this recession.
So
and
we don't.
That also impacts employment.
It absolutely. I want. That's what I want to talk about in the last segment. But, mm-hmm. but so not only is technology price of technology coming down, it
yep.
seems the technology we're buying is less dependent upon wheels, probably wheels and gears. So it's lasting a little longer, and it's a little more productive and more efficient. So the dollars we're spending, the commitments we're making to capital items, are we're getting more for our money out of that, basically.
I think so. Our machinery and equipment is lasting longer, but it's also what we're really spending money on is improvements in productivity and changes to for opportunities to improve our controls.
Right.
And also, you know, we also spend capital on response to regulatory changes.
Right.
So it's all in there, and not just expansion of capacity.
Before we wrap up on this part, I'd like to tie capital expenditures with availability of credit. Capital availability is not bad in your forecast right now either. It's not great, but it's not bad.
Yeah, not bad, and actually improved in the prior 30 days and sort of flat in the next 60, but money's out there. The banks are still, you know, pretty tight. The underwriting standards are high, but you can get the money if you need it and can justify it.
It seems that the availability of credit is compatible with the demand for credit, and that's what we're seeing in other surveys as well. We'll come back. We're going to talk about employment, and I want to talk to Sam a little bit about manufacturing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.